I glanced at my watch. None of the riders had arrived yet, which was odd. They were usually there before anyone else, eager to pass out script drafts and get first thoughts before the producer or producers showed up. The producers were absent as well, but that was normal, and Liz, of course, would be one of the last people to walk through the door. She always arrived when the dramatic impact of her entrance would be the greatest, and none of us expected her for another 15 minutes at least. I smiled slightly as Danny and Henry debated the physical improbability of the latest story making the rounds of the gossip circuit, which involved 2 crew members, several pulleys, and a power tool. Finally, my goat-loving days appeared to be over. Maybe people would stop bleating behind my back and joking about goat cheese sandwiches during lunch. One could only hope. The door swung open and Robin walked in, pausing in the doorway to survey the room. "Hey, all," she rasped. Good God, she's an attractive woman. I probably wasn't the only person thinking along those lines, as Danny stopped in mid-sentence and Josiah and Micah fell silent. Her dark hair was held back in a loose braid that highlighted the clean angles of her face, and a snug, black spaghetti-strap top showed off toned arms and miles of gloriously tanned skin. Her endlessly long legs were tightly sheathed in white jeans, and flat, simple sandals showed burgundy-painted toenails and 2 gold toe rings. I stared at the toe rings for a moment. Christ, even her feet were beautiful. Arturo was the first to recover.
"Ah, Robin, you are a vision as always. Please come sit with me."
He stood and pulled out the chair next to him, bowing gallantly. I rolled my eyes, and when I looked back at Robin, she was watching me, a tiny smile twitching at the corners of her mouth. I felt a return smile curve my lips. Damn, it was good to see her. Very, very good. And not just because she made my hormones sit up and beg. It was much more than that. I had genuinely missed her presence in my life. Missed her smile, missed her voice, missed her teasing, missed her. And what the hell? Why not tell her? It was the friendly thing to do, wasn't it? It didn't mean I wanted to strip her naked and eat caramel sundaes off her stomach. Of course it didn't. "Hey, Robin, long time," I smiled shyly. "It's good to see you." She nodded at me, her mouth curling into a genuine smile.
"Cadence?"
I blushed. God damn it.
"Yeah, Robin, we haven't seen you in a while."
Micah's deep voice rumbled, drawing the room's attention away from me.
"What brings you here today? We don't normally see you for these prelim things. They got you doing something big for the finale?"
Robin walked around the table, ignoring the chair Arturo had pulled out, and slid into the chair next to me. It was normally Liz's chair, but I sure as hell wasn't going to say anything.
"All I know is that I got a message last night to show up here this morning, 9 o'clock sharp. She shrugged, and here I am.
"You certainly are," I thought, taking a sip of water from the glass in front of me, eyeing her surreptitiously while her attention was on Micah.
"Yes, you certainly are,"
Arturo said with smooth, perfectly accented charm. Oh, God. I was a female Arturo. I choked as I swallowed, coughing until my eyes watered. Josiah pounded heavily on my back in concern.
"Take it easy, Joe. You're gonna kill her," Robin drawled, laying a hand on my arm.
Josiah stopped thumping on me, and Robin bent her worried face near my own.
"You okay, Cade?"
"Yeah," I squeaked after a moment and nodded, too busy trying to breathe to react to her nearness, or the fact that this was the first time in memory that she'd used the shortened version of my name.